We are joined by the head basketball coach at Wichita State, 13th season with the Shockers. He is a National Coach of the Year, a seven-time Conference Coach of the Year, more than 500 career wins. He led Wichita State to five conference titles, two tournament titles, an NIT title, and a Final Four appearance. They're 12-1. They're number 23 in the coaches' poll. They are hosting Ole Miss tomorrow night at 4 p.m. Eastern. He is a friend of the program. He is Greg Marshall. Greg, good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. Hope you are. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. In fact, I want to rephrase that, Greg. We are into, before we get into the new season and this year's team, which is a young team, I got to ask, you and I haven't touched base in a minute or two. How is life for you personally right now?
Life is good, man. You know, you don't get too many national interviews or get invited into the jungle when you're dealing with 10 new players like we were last year. But I tell you, we persevered through that and eventually got all the way to Madison Square Garden and played in the Final Four of the NIT. And this young group that I have now, 10 underclassmen, five freshmen and five sophomores, are a little bit ahead of their expected pace back into national prominence. I mean, we've won some really good games this year thus far, and I'm having a ball coaching them. The family's healthy and in good spirits, so everything's good in the Marshall household. Hopefully it's good for you.
Same. I love hearing that about you. Greg Marshall joining us. In fact, not only that, you and I have done this enough times, you're actually doing both sides of the interview, because I was going to ask you that very thing. You've got that young team, you've got 10 underclassmen, so maybe the thinking outside the program was that this could be a good year, but next year you would take a huge step, yet you're 12-1. You're in the top 25, and your message is we do not have to wait to be great. So when did you first get the feeling that this group had the potential to be special?
Well, we did a very good job. My staff accumulated five very talented freshmen. We did not shoot the ball very well last year. We were kind of offensively inept. So we brought in the likes of Tyson Etienne, Noah Fernandez, and Grant Sherfield, a gentleman who had signed with UCLA, and we were the beneficiary when they let go of Steve Alford, and he opened up his recruitment. We had tried to recruit Grant all along. He was from Wichita originally, had come back to Wichita to play prep basketball at Sunrise Christian Academy here in Bel Air, Kansas. And my staff just tried the second time to recruit him a little harder, and we sold him on the idea of being a hometown hero. And he's doing a great job as a point guard for us. Tyson Etienne's one of the top three-point shooters in the American Athletic Conference, shooting at in the high 40s from three-point land. And Noah Fernandez is a little behind because he sprained his ankle and had a bone bruise for 9 weeks in the fall. So he's trying to regain his form, but he's also a very talented guard. So we've added talent. I mean, it's just a matter of dudes that can go out there and play the game and get a bucket when the offense breaks down.
That's the thing. I know you're looking for dudes. I know you're looking for that kind of grit, that kind of toughness, because the fact is, Greg Marshall, my guest, this is not a soft 12-1 record either. This includes wins over programs like South Carolina, Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, and VCU. So you know your guys are talented, but what have they shown you in the way they've handled their business against other big-time programs?
Well, with the exception of the one loss, which was in Cancun in the championship game against West Virginia, where we got just pounded in the submission on the glass by Bob Huggins and Shimby and Culver. But I think West Virginia has proven since that they're a pretty stout ball club when they go into Cleveland and beat Ohio State this past week. They've only got the one loss. Other than, you know, I was a little concerned with our toughness and our maturity early on, especially after that game, and of course we challenged our guys, and they've responded beautifully. They're a little tougher than I thought, and they're more mature than they probably should be. They're a precocious group, a very bright, engaging, just awesome young people, and they can also play the game. So we're trying to teach them how little things count, you know, taking charges, diving on loose balls, beating people in transition, communicating very well on every possession, especially defensively. And they're starting to buy in. And what I told them the other day after turning the calendar into 2020, I said, guys, listen, we don't have to wait until next year. We can be good now. We can be extraordinarily good now if you don't let good become the enemy of great, and you continue to buy in to the coaching, and you trust your teammates, and you share the basketball and get others' shots.
Wichita State head basketball coach Greg Marshall back in the jungle. You know, I think to fully appreciate where you are right now, and you touched on this, you had to go through a certain stretch. Like, if we were to go back to the spring of 2018, there were a lot of challenges. You were losing a bunch of seniors. You had players leaving for the NBA. There were recruiting battles. The list goes on. You told CJ Moore, quote, that spring was the worst. If it could go wrong, it went wrong, end quote. So what was it like to go through that? And then how much different do you feel now that you've come out of that?
Well, I've been a head coach now. This is my 22nd year, and I had five different firsts occur in the spring of 18 personally. Number one, I could have avoided. I had six seniors. I tried to redshirt one, but that just didn't work out because we had some injuries unexpectedly. So I had six seniors, which is one or two too many. Then Landry Shamet, who is obviously an NBA player and hopefully one day an NBA All-Star, he comes into the office as soon as the season's over and says, after my sophomore year, I'm not only going to apply for the draft, but I'm going to sign with an agent. I'm done. I said, okay, well, I didn't know if that was the right decision, but he was obviously correct, spot on. And he was ready, and he's had a good year and a half now in the NBA. Then I had a young man that didn't make his grades. That's the first time that that's ever happened. The fourth thing that happened for the first time is we had a young man transfer that we did not expect to transfer nor want to transfer. So the coup de grace, though, and this is probably a first in college basketball history, we had signed a guard in the fall, Alex Lomax, who played at Penny Hardaway at East High School in Memphis. And you know the rest of that story. When Penny gets the job at Memphis, the next day I get the phone call, and obviously my respect for the kid and the fact that he chose us over some very highly acclaimed programs, I just let him out of his letter. I could have made him sit, and I could have made him lose a year, but I didn't think that was the right thing to do. So he went to Memphis right away and actually helped beat us twice last year. So we had to sign four guards in the spring of 18. We lost our entire backcourt. So you know, we're very young, but they continued to get better as the season wore on last year. And I was very gratified by watching them take Marcus McDuffie, our star senior from Paterson, New Jersey, back to New York City and play in Madison Square Garden his last game.
And for those who do not remember, in late January, you had a losing record. But then, to your point, guys turn it around. You win 14 of your last 18. So I've got to think the guys were learning and growing over the course of last season. You know, Greg, as you look back, I mean, you've had so many amazing players to highlight your time from the past decade. But you and I have talked about, for instance, Fred VanVleet so many times before. And you've called him, quote, the biggest competitor that I've probably ever been around. I said, I've got to ask, what was it like for you to watch him in the NBA playoffs last season, turning around the series against Milwaukee and then coming up so big in the NBA Finals?
Well, we always knew that he was the grittiest, toughest competitor and just such a winner. But to see him do it on that stage and early on in the playoffs last year and even in his one of his first years, he didn't shoot the ball well in the playoffs, but he's still playing. Dwayne Casey and now the new coach, Nurse, they believe in him to help him win even when he doesn't score. But then he starts to get hot. After his son was born, his second child, he goes into that semifinal round and he starts making the three ball. And then obviously you saw what he did in the finals. He becomes not only a contributor and a guy that can really play, but he starts making the three ball. And when he's defending Steph Curry the way he was defending Steph Curry, I mean, it was just, he's amazing. And he gets an MVP vote by a guy that knows a little bit about the game, Hubie Brown. I was just ecstatic for him. I was proud for, you know, I've seen that journey that he's gone through to become that type of player. And when you look at the raw material, he's not that big. He probably can't even dunk a basketball. He's not that quick. He's not that fast. But all he does is just beat you at the end of the day, and it's just wonderful to watch.
Greg Marshall joining us. You know, so one final thought. You and I have talked about your friend and your former boss, John Kress, a number of times over the years. And, of course, one of his mantras has been, coach where you're loved. So one school after another has reached out to you over the years. But how special is that love that you feel at Wichita State?
Well, it's enough that I'm still here after some very attractive offers over the years, Jim, and Coach Kress is my mentor, and you know, he's the prince of Charleston to this day. I love seeing him when we take my daughter back to the College of Charleston, or we go on vacation at the Isle of Palms or Sullivan's Island. And he's right. You know, it's when you are in a community that you share a lot of values with. I mean, this is a blue collar community. We had Boeing, but now we have Spirit AeroSystems, and this is the air capital of the United States, if not the world. We build more airplanes than anyone because we build a little business aircraft with Cessna and Hawker Beechcraft. So these people love how my kids compete, how hard they work, how they handle their business away from the court as well as on it. And we very much exemplify this community, and we've identified this is a great place for us. We love the players that we are able to coach on a daily basis. They're character young men, and it's been a great 13 years, and we hope to see it at least another handful.
No, not only that, this is not just a nice local story. You have just wrapped up one of the most successful decades, well, the most successful decade in Wichita State basketball history, and some of the numbers are astounding, including the fact that you won 280 games, which is fifth most in the decade. And arguably ahead of schedule. They're 12-1. They're 23 in the coaches poll. They're back at it tomorrow night at home against Ole Miss. And Greg Marshall is successfully back in the jungle. Greg, happy New Year. Great to have you on. You know, I appreciate the relationship very much.
Well, I appreciate you having me on, Jim. It's a pleasure. I'm glad we're good enough that we can be visiting here in early January of 2020. And let's make sure that we remember Fred VanVleet, all the clones that are out there. Guy deserves some MVP, some all-star votes.
Well done, Greg. You know it. They know it. You know it. And I'll run you down in March, too. Greg Marshall, my guest. Always love having him on. He's always been great for the jungle. That's a hard-nosed team, and they're ahead of schedule. 10 underclassmen. A really young team that was supposed to be good this year, but expected to take a major step next year. But they're taking that step right now. 23 in the coaches' poll. And again, that is not a soft 12-1. They've got some big wins. Wins over South Carolina, Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, and VCU, the only loss to West Virginia, and they bounce back from that.